Hey, it's Ben Brock Johnson, executive producer of podcasts at WBUR. We've been working really hard on a new podcast called Violation. It's a show about a famous writer, a murder, and who pulls the levers of power in the justice system. I'm really excited to give you a sneak preview of the show with our new trailer made in partnership with the Marshall Project. And I'd love for you to find Violation and follow or subscribe to the show wherever you got this podcast.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
In 1986, as a teen at summer camp, Jacob Weidman murdered fellow camper Eric Kane. As Eric slept, Weidman stabbed him twice in the chest.
One 16-year-old stabbing another to death in his sleep while on a trip to the Grand Canyon.
I woke up and saw those things and, you know, did what I did.
In 2016, after decades behind bars, Jacob Weidman had a shot at freedom.
I believe it's time for mercy and clemency.
At 46, Jacob took his first steps into the free world as an adult. But his victim's family was outraged.
I was devastated.
I think the case felt different from the start.
9 months after his release, Jacob Weidman was back in prison. Was it a slip-up or something else?
I mean, come on. That's a setup. To go out there, put a GPS on the guy, and track his every move. That's almost sick.
And there's something else about this case. Jacob Weidman's father?
He is one of the most acclaimed writers of his generation of the 20th.
The Rhodes Scholar's writing tackles race and justice and trauma.
John Edgar Weidman's impressive body of work includes Philadelphia Fire, Brothers and Keepers, Father Along. And
my shelves are full of John's books. None of them includes the whole shocking story about his son, Jacob. I'm Beth Schwartzapfel, and this is Violation, a new podcast about who pulls the levers of power in the justice system.
My name is Jacob Edgar Weidman, and my ADC number is 07.
When someone commits a terrible crime, how much time in prison is enough? And who gets to decide?
Question: what's next for Jacob Weidman? How long can they keep him on supervised release?
Indefinitely. He basically is going to be...
I will continue to say, until I'm not able to say it anymore, that I did not violate any of the conditions of my parole.
I am convinced that this guy, he will go and do it again. I have no doubt about it, and I'm scared.
How much responsibility does one take for one's life, and when and how? But believe me, I've asked that question of myself many times, and I'll ask it until the day I die. Why wouldn't I?
Violation, from WBUR and the Marshall Project, coming in March 2023. On Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.